Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erev and Daf Samach Beis. We are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, right at the beginning of the Perek here, beginning with the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Hador Ima'akim Mechatzah, one who resides together with a guy in a courtyard, Oy Im Mishayinu Moidu Be'erev, or together with one who doesn't necessarily agree with Erev, he doesn't follow the concept of Erev. Rashi will explain this for us. Hareza Oyser Olav, this person will make Isser on the Yisrael and prevent him from carrying from his house to the Chatzah. Let's see Rashi inside. So there are the medium-sized lines here. On the first line says, Rashi, Hador imo akam. Oy imi she'inu moidu be'erev. Who's that? That's a kuti. So these were the group of people who were brought to Eretz Yisrael, whose conversion was questionable, and they certainly didn't follow the halachas of Erev. So that's what we're speaking about, this type of person. Kedoma perek will call ma'arvin, that this is an example of somebody who does not follow the halachas of Erev. So if a person resides together with a goy, or one of these people in a chatzar, what happens? The Mishnah tells us he's oyser olav. L'taltal mibeis l'chatzar, the Yisrael can no longer carry from his private house to the shared courtyard. So generally speaking, if there are several Yisrael residents in a chatzar, what are they meant to do? They connect through an erev chatzeris, they collect some bread, which merges their usage rights in the chatzar, by combining their residencies as one. It's like there's one family living in the courtyard, there's one residence, one usage area, and therefore you can carry from transfer from the houses to the chatzar. It's not considered to be like taking from a private rishus to a different type of rishus, a public rishus. The chatzar merges them all together. But in the case of a goy, or if one's living together with a kutin, a chatzar, in this case, Erev isn't effective. What then? The only way you can carry from your house to the chatzar is ad sheyiskor himenu, unless you rent from him rishus sheyesh lebechatzar. The usage rights that this guy has in the chatzar, you rent it from him. And by doing so, you're sort of removing him. You're pushing him out of the chatzar. You assume full rights and ownership, usage rights to the chatzar. He's like merely a guest here, and therefore you don't have to reckon with him. So that's the Mishnah and the upcoming Gemara, that when it comes to Yisraelim, Erev works. Not only does Erev works work, there's another option as well. It's called Bittel. Let's say somebody forgets to take part in the Erev. There's another way out. He's Mavatel, he relinquishes, he gives up his usage rights to the Chatzar, allows the other members to assume rights to his portion as well. And by doing so, they're allowed to carry, even though they didn't include him in the Erev. So Bittul is really a flip side of Erev. And only one who has the ability to make Erev can make Bittul. So that applies to Yisrael. But a guy doesn't have the ability to make Erev. He can't make Erev, nor can make Bittul. The only way out, the only true option is Sechirus, renting his property from him, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. So getting back to the Mishnah, let's see again, Hador Ma'akim Bachatzer, if one lives together with a goy, or Mishainu Moed Be'erev, Harizah Oisrelov, this fellow will interfere and prevent the Yisrael from carrying, unless, as Rashi tells us, he performed this schiras, this rental. Now Tanakama holds that even if it's just one Yisrael with a goy, this restriction applies. Rab Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Lo'olam Einu Oisr. The goy will not make Yisr, Ad Sheyu Shnei Yisraelim Oisn Zelzeh. Until you have at least two Jewish residencies, at least you have two Yisraelim who take the goy away from here, they have to make an erev with each other. So unless you have that feature, you have two Yisraelim who are oiser one each other, who are required to make an erev regardless of the goy, in that case, the goy will affect things, and the only way they can carry is if they rent the goy's property. So according to our mayor, the goy is meant to be reckoned with even if there's only one Yisrael. According to Blazer ben Yaakov, it's only when there are at least two Yisraelim present in this chatzar that the goy is even a factor. The Gemara explained the reason for all this. Continues the Mishnah. What about a tzeduki? So these were true Yisraelim, but they neglected to follow the halachis of Chazal. They didn't follow Torah Shebaal Peh, a different class of Yisraelim. So what happens there? The Mishnah will tell us that even a tzaddik has a din of Yisrael, and can do Erev, and can do Bittul as well. Over Rav Gamliel, Ma'asa b'tzaddik echad. There was an incident with this certain tzaddik, Shayador Yimono B'mavi, B'Yerushalayim, who was residing with us, with our family, in the same Mavi, within the same courtyard in Yerushalayim. And what happened was, he didn't do Erev with us, rather he did Bittul. So he relinquished his rights to his use of the Mavi, and there were several chatzeres here, right? The tzaddik lived in one courtyard which accessed the Mavi, we lived in a different courtyard which accessed the Mavi. So he didn't participate in the Erev, which is really called the Shit of Mavois. That's a merging together of the usage rights of the alleyway, which is similar to Erev Chatzeres. He didn't take part, so he made Bittul, and he gave us his rights to the Mavi. Va'amar lanu Abba. And our father instructed us, Maru, hurry up, v'etzius ha'kelim l'mavi. Go take out your utensils to the Mavi. Go make use of the Mavi. And by doing so, you're going to be machzik in the Mavi. You're going to assume ownership. Right? He gave it up. Now you're going to attain his portion as well. Do it quickly. Achala yoitzi v'yeser lechem. Before this fellow takes out his kelim, his belongings to the Mavi. And by doing so, he's going to repossess. He's going to reattain his reshus, right? He gave it up. Now, if he's going to use it before you use it, then he's going to get it back. So quickly, beat him to it. Go use the Mavi. And by doing so, you're going to be machzik, going to solidify your ownership, which will prevent him from taking it back. Rabbi Yehuda, b'loshon acher. It was actually said differently. Maru v'asu tzarchichem b'mavi. Go quickly and use the Mavi for your needs. Ad shelo yotzi. Before the tzaddiki takes out his stuff and makes it usher on you. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that even if the Yisrael assumes possession of the Mavi, uses the Mavi, he's machzik in it, the tzaddiki still has the ability to take it back. So unlike Rav Gamliel, whose version of the events was that once the father told us, once you get a hold of it, the tzaddiki can't repossess it, can't take it back, Rabbi Yehuda held, he does have the ability to do so. Therefore, their father instructed them to hurry up and use it before Shabbos comes, because otherwise, the tzaddik can come take it back. And that applies even after you have already assumed possession. So two versions of the same story. But the bottom line is that a tzaddik apparently is regarded like a Yisrael, who has the ability to make bittul. So in summary, a Yisrael can make Erev, can make bittul, a Goy cannot. The only option by a goy is rental, is to make schirus of the reshus that the goy has in the chatzah. When is schirus necessary? According to our mayor, even when there's only one Yisrael living together with the goy, according to Lezvan Yaakov, we require two Yisraelim, as Rashi says, two Yisraelim living in two homes who need to make an Erev on their own. So only in that scenario do we say, if there is a goy present here, it complicates matters, and schiris is necessary, otherwise they cannot carry in the chatz. Continues the Gemara up on top on Samach Beis Amar Aleph. Yosef Abaye Bar Avin, Rav Chinna Bar Avin. So these two, Abaye Bar Avin and Rav Chinna Bar Avin, were sitting together. And V'Yosef Abaye Gabayu, Abaye was sitting nearby, listening into the conversation. V'Yasvi Kamri. And those first two were sitting and discussing the Pshat Now Mishnah. Ramea says, even when there's one Yisrael with the guy, he cannot carry unless he does schirus. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, it only applies when there are two Yisrael. What is the pshat in these shittas? Bishlam Rav Meir kasavar. We understand Rav Meir's shita. He holds, diras oivet kechavim shmadira. The dwelling of a guy is reckoned with. It has significance. It's considered as though he has rights in the chatzah, and therefore Yisrael can't transfer from his house, his own house, which is his private domain, to the chatzah, which is a shared area, because that's all concept of the chatzeres. He can't transfer from one house to the other. It appears like Rabban. So Rabbi holds, a guy must be reckoned with. He has full usage rights to the chatzah. His dwelling has significance. and therefore the chatzar is a shared area. It's irrelevant whether there's only one Yisrael living with an achari or two Yisrael. In both cases, he must reckon with a guy. Let's take a look at Rashi. Up on the top line, whether it's one Yisrael living with a guy or two. Why? Because Shema Dira. The Dira of a guy is reckoned with. He has full rights to the chatzar. It's called a valid residency. So as a result of that, since the chatzar is considered to be a joint usage area between Yisrael and the guy, so when Yisrael takes something out of his house, which is his personal place, to the chatzar, it's like he's being moitzi mishus rishus. He's taking from one type of area to another type of area, from his personal place to the shared area, and that can't be done. Rabbanu gazru shlo loitzi mishus rishus b'lei erev. Without an erev, we can't do that. Dilma asla fuki mishus hayachus suram. So this is the general concept of the chatziris. Don't transfer from one type of area to another type of area, such as here where the home is yours, the chatzir is shared. It's too similar to the Rishus Yachash Suravim, two different types of Rishus. Therefore, you must go ahead and make Erev. So in the case of a Goy, Erev doesn't apply. Schirus needs to be done. So apparently that's Ramey's Shita. Ramey holds the Dira of Enoch is Shema Dira. It has validity, has significance, and the guy living in the home has usage rights to the chatzar. We deem it as a shared usage area between the Yisrael and the guy, and therefore the Yisrael can no longer transfer from his personal home, which is his personal rishus, one type of rishus, to the chatzar, which is a different type of rishus. It's a shared area. Therefore, Ramea tells us, the guy makes iser, and he has to go ahead and address it somehow through tzchiris. That's understood. Elder Lezer ben Yaakov, Micah Sofer, but what's Lezer ben Yaakov's svar? What does he hold? If he holds that the dira of a guy is considered, if so, even if there's only one Yisrael there, it should be Yasser. He has to reckon with the guy. If he holds that the dira of the guy is not really considered to be a prominent enough dwelling, the Gemara soon is going to call it the dira shel behema. So it's like a temporary dwelling. We don't reckon with it. It's not chashav. It's the dira of a guy. And therefore, so when it comes to the halachas of Eir, we don't reckon with it, and it doesn't have enough significance and prominence and chashivas that we should consider it and reckon with it when it comes to viewing the chatzar, when it comes to addressing the chatzar, whether it is a shared area or not. Well, if the guy's dira is not significant enough, then we don't consider the chatzar to be belonging to the guy. It's not attributed to the guy, because his dira is a, it doesn't have validity. So if that's the case, so even when the two Yisraelim in the chatzah with the guy, there's no harm. So this differentiation between one Yisrael with the guy, in which case Yisrael can't carry, he must make schiris, and if there's one, then he could carry without schiris, but if there's two Yisraelim, then we have to reckon with the dira of the guy. How do you make that distinction? Is the guy dira reckoned with? Then in all cases, it needs to be taken into account. If it's not reckoned with, then ignore it, even when they're two Yisraelim. Why this differentiation between one and two? Amar la Abaye. So Abaye was listening in, and he responded to them. They said that according to a mayor, it's understood, a dira of a guy is shma dira, and therefore the Yisrael must address the dira of the guy before carrying the chatzah. But according to Rabbi Elazar, we're not sure, we can't figure it out. So I responded, V'savar Rameir, diras akash madira? Can you even propose that according to Rabbi Meir, a dir of a guy has validity? V'atanyo, we have a brisa, actually a tesefta, which says, chatzir shlev kechavim, harayu kedusha behema. The chatzah in which a guy lives, in many goyim, let's say, live in a chatzah, no concern there. It's like a dir shel behema, like a animal pen. It doesn't have prominence, doesn't have chashivas. And each house doesn't have, it's not designated. It's not specific to this guy and this house to this guy. We don't consider it like separate dwellings in a chutzar, in which case is a concern of taking from the private house into the publicly shared area. It doesn't have that chashivas. It's like an animal pen. It's all considered one big collective residency. All the diras of the goyim are considered to be one big dira, and there's no difference between the house of this guy and the house of that guy and the chatzar. And therefore, there's no concern, there's no need to be worried about transferring from one house to the from the house of the chatzar. The dira shabahima. So apparently, the dira of a guy is loishma dira. He doesn't have the power to make iser. And therefore, if a Yisrael would live with a guy, he doesn't have to reckon with him. So this brisa, which is actually Rav Meir's shita, indicates to us that according to Rav Meir, a dira of a guy is not called a dira. So this won't work with your pshat and Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, Ella dukula alma dira yusakam loishma dira. Okay, so apparently the dira of a guy doesn't have to be reckoned with. It doesn't have provenance, doesn't have chashivas. And therefore, strictly speaking, a guy would not create any problems. If he still lives with a guy in a chatzar, the idea of the guy is considered like a temporary dwelling. It's like a hut. It doesn't have that chashivas. It doesn't have that permanence. It's not considered to be designated for the deer of the guy and has that chashivas to make it personal and the chatzar to be shared by that guy and the Yisrael. Doesn't have that power. So if that's the case, then what's the whole discussion now, Mishnah? What's the problem? If a guy is living here, it's like he's not living here. And we don't deem the chatzar to be a shared area between the Yisrael and the guy. The guy's usage rights is not significant enough to be reckoned with. Says the Gemara, you're right. As far as that's concerned, it wouldn't be an issue. V'hacha, you know why the Chachamim told us that when the guy's around, it creates a concern? Due to the fact that the Chacham didn't want Yisrael to live in close proximity to the guy. V'hacha b'gzera sh'amiyilmad m'masav k'mifliki. The concern was that a person lives together with a guy in such close proximity, perhaps he'll grow accustomed to the guy's way of life and be influenced by the guy. So Chacham made it difficult on the Yisrael to live with him. He has to go rent his possession, rent his property. It gets complicated. It costs money. We're going to learn soon that the guy won't cooperate necessarily. So it makes things difficult, and perhaps this will cause the Yisrael to, it will discourage, dissuade the Yisraelim from living with the guy. So that's the whole motive here in the Mishnah. It's not an Erev in Halacha. As far as strict Hilchas Erevin is concerned, the guy can't do any harm. His dira is not reckoned with. We don't view his home like a private dira and the chatzar like shared between him and the Yisrael. No, we ignore the guy altogether. The concern was that we don't want the Yisrael to live with the guy. So that's the basis of the discussion and the basis of the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Explains the Gemara. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Savar, he says this concern only applies to a case where two Yisraelim live with the guy. Why? Because one Yisrael will never live together with a guy. He's petrified, scared for his life. Since a guy is liable for murder, so one person on his own will fear for his life, won't live together with a guy in a chatz. Two people together, okay, they feel safer. It's commonplace for two to live with a guy. The Chacham applied this gzera. They required tzchiras to dissuade the Yisrael to live with the guy. Chad l'shchiach v'shchiach. However, one Yisrael where it's l'shchiach, it's not common for that to happen, to live with a guy. Therefore, l'gazer rabbanon. Chacham didn't find a need to make a gzera. L'gazer rabbanon. As we know that something was not shchiach, the Chacham did not apply gzera to, and therefore Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds one Yisrael is not shchiach, it's not common for that to happen, we don't have to worry about it. That explains why if there's only one Yisrael living with the guy, there's no concern, he can carry in the chatzar without any Erev, etc. When it comes to Yisraelim, Well, as when Yaakov says, we impose a gzera. We don't want this to happen. And therefore, we require schiras to complicate matters and discourage the Israelim from living there. So that explains his shita. Rav Meir Sover, Zimlin de mikveh dair. You know what can happen to even one Yisrael decides to live with a goy? We know Rav Meir is chay shlemiyuta, is concerned even about uncommon things. And therefore, even by one Yisrael, the Chachamim saw a need to apply this gzera. You can't carry in the chatzah unless you make schiras, which will hopefully discourage Yisrael from living with the goy. Explains the Gemara. So out of this concern, we don't want Yisrael to live with the goy. But Amar Rabbanon, that's what Rabbanon said. Ein eruv moel b'mokim akum. An eruv is ineffective when a goy is around. Vein bittul reshus moel b'mokim akum. Neither can bittul reshus be applied in this case. Ad sheyasker, you can only carry if the goy rents his property. And the guy won't be so happy, won't be so eager to rent out his property. So since he won't cooperate, it's going to create difficulties, and this will discourage Yisraelim from living with guy. Explains the matter, why won't the guy cooperate? My time. He'll think, well, look, he's renting one thing, now he's gonna slowly gain a foothold of my property, he's gonna take over my whole ownership here. So that's why he's not going to be eager to cooperate. Is that the reason? That makes sense according to the shita that holds that the schirus that the Chacham required was a proper schirus bria. The Gemara soon will explain what that is. So since he does a proper schirus, yeah, that's that gives the guy reason to believe that, look, the Israel is taking me over and he's going to hesitate to cooperate. El l'man d'amar schirus ru'a b'inan. However, according to the other shita, which says that you only need to make a partial schirus, a symbolic schirus, not a proper schirus. So if that's the case, why would the guy be concerned about that? Michael and Meymar, why would he be concerned and why would he not cooperate? What is the machlekes between schirus bria and schirus ruah? The yitzmas we learned. Rav Chizda omar, schirus bria binan. We need to have a proper schirus. Rav Sheshes omar, schirus ruah. Even a partial schirus, a weak schirus is enough. My ru'ua, umay bria, what are these terms referring to? Ilema bria bepachis, bepruta. Are we speaking about the amount of money required to make the schirus? Bria means a healthy, a proper schirus using a pruta, which has a din of money, the smallest the coin here. So you need to make a proper schirus using the proper valid money. Ru'ua means bepachis, which have a pruta. You can even use a smaller amount, something which is less than a pruta's worth, which is not generally deemed as money. So if that's the pshat, so if Chizda holds you need to have a shava pruta, if Sheshes holds even less than that, says, well, that can't be the pshat, because all agree that when it comes to renting from a goy, you can certainly use less than a pruta. Is there anybody that holds mi'akum? When you rent from a goy, you can't use less than a pruta? That's not the case. This seems to be universally accepted. That although when it comes to conducting a transaction amongst Yisraelim, a pruta is the bare minimum. When it comes to a goy, we find that even less than a pruta is reckoned with. Where do we see that? V'ashalach Rabbi Yitzchak b'Rabbi Yaakov b'Gyuri. So this person sent a message unto Halacha, M'shmei d'Rabbi Yechon. He said the following halacha, name Rav Yechon. Have a yoidim, you meant to know. One can go ahead and conduct a proper rental transaction with God, even less than a pruta is okay. And it takes us to the next statement. Likewise, he said, name Rav Yechon. This concept of less than a pruta by Goy has another application as well. That we find that less than a pruta is reckoned with when it comes to a nachri, ben noyach nerag apachas mishav pruta. If a goy happens to steal, so stealing is one of the seven mitzvahs that a goy is meant to be careful with. So he steals, and he steals even less than a pruta. He's nerag. He gets misa. So Rashi explains because by a Yisrael, less than a pruta, big deal. He's moichel. A goy is not moichel. It's considered to be chashiv. And therefore, we consider it to be mamon, has a din of money, and even less than a peruta is considered to be a masik zela, and he gets misa. That's number one. You're meant to know that if once a guy steals, he can't rectify it, he can't pay it back and become pater. Unlike a Yisrael, where if he steals, he can return it, because we learn from a pasuk, Beishav Sagzela, Torah provides that allowance to pay back and undo what you did. So we find that a guy has two chumras, he can't return, and less than a prut is reckoned with. So in any case, what pertains to our Gemara is that apparently there's no discussion, this seems to be agreed upon by all, that when it comes to transactions with a guy, it can be conducted with less than shavar prut. So it can't be that there's a machlekes in this regard. Rabbi Adam Machlekes about the schiras on Shabbos, whether it's a full-fledged schiras bria, or schiras ru'a, they might have proposed. Perhaps it pertains to the amount of money needed, a pruta, or perhaps even less. The market now concludes that all agree, all seem to agree, that when it comes to transactions with a guy, less than a pruta is okay. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi here. Right in the middle of the Amid, the words benoyach, you have it, benoyach nereg al gezel. This is just an aside, a halacha that just came along on account of the pruta thing. So Rashi explains this for us. Benoyach gets killed, gets misa on account of stealing. Why? The him zayim mitzvahs. It's one of his seven mitzvahs. Kedamrin and bedalat mitzvah Sanhedrin. V'amar hasam. Now, why does he get misa? Because the Mar explains, as hara shalahen zuhi misasam. The fact that they are warned, that leads to misa. As long as they transgress something that they're warned about, that leads to misa. There doesn't need to be a special pasuk that specifies their punishment. It's automatic. You don't do what you're meant to do, goodbye. Okay, so that's number one. V'ashmin Rabbi Yechanan da'akum lo yimachal afila pachas shav prut. The chiddush here is that a guy is not easygoing. He's not moichel, even less than a prut. And therefore, that explains v'avegezel ledadu. That's why when it comes to a guy, it's considered gezel. So it's all relative to human nature, meaning by Yisrael, assumption is that he's moichel, he's easygoing. Yisrael have good midah, he's less than a prut, big deal. Doesn't make an issue about it. A guy is not moichel even a little bit. Therefore, it has chashivas. Therefore, it's called gezel. That's the first chiddush. Number two is lo nitan liyishavin. Once a guy steals, he has no ability to repay and to undo the avera. The gabi yisrael ksiv veishar zagzela. That's specific to Yisrael. Aval ba'akum leksiv hashav. This concept is not mentioned by a guy. Hilkoch kivin she'avar nerag ben mishalom. So as soon as he's over, he's nerag and he's not mishalom. Okay, so in any case, pertaining back to our Gemara, to our Sugya, we see that less than a pruta is a valid schirus. So we're trying to find the true meaning of the words bria and the word ru'ua. What does schirus bria and schirus ru'ua mean? Says Gemara Ella, apparently, the question is not what you're using to do the schirus. All agree less than a pruta is okay. The question is, what does the rental agreement pertain to? What is the content of the ownership that you're coming to get from? You're coming to rent. Ela bria b'maharki v'avurgani. Bria means a proper solid rental, which allows you to move your furniture into the guy's property. The muharki, the benches, avurgani, these types of chairs or wagons. So the bria means that you have to assume proper ownership. Full ownership rights to bring your furniture in there. And that's what's required by Schirus of Akum. That's one sheet. The other sheet says that's not required. Schirus Ru'ua is sufficient. What does that mean? Ru'ua beloy moharki v'aburgani, even without these rights. As long as you do some sort of symbolic Schirus, that's enough. Okay, so that's the machlekes between Rav Chizda, who says Schirus Bria, and Rav Sheshet says Schirus Ru'ua. So again, why did the Chacham require schirus? To make it difficult on the Yisrael, to discourage him from living there, have this expense, perhaps the guy won't cooperate, and he won't succeed in renting, he'll have to move out. It's more trying to figure out why the guy won't cooperate. Okay, so we understand, according to the Shita, there needs to be a proper rental, which allows him to move his furniture in there. So the guy will think twice before renting out his property to this extent. Look, he's trying to take me over. So he won't cooperate. I'll make things difficult. However, if all you need is a weak, a partial schiris, just a symbolic schiris, without these extensive rights, so why should the guy hesitate to cooperate? Michael Amemar, why wouldn't he cooperate? That's my filu hachi. Even so, chayish akom l'kshafen. The guy will be concerned. Look, the Yisrael here is pulling a fast one on me. He's doing some kishuf, maybe some sorcery. Look, he's renting. It's really his. Why is he renting? He's giving me pruta for some rights here to make me into. Something's amiss. And Rabbi Yonison adds, look, he doesn't even want to take it as a present. I'm offering it to him as a present. He doesn't want. He insists on giving me money. Something's wrong here. V'loy meiger. And he won't want to rent it. He won't want to cooperate. And as a result of this situation, Yisroel will be discouraged from living there. And we're going to accomplish our goal to keep the Yisraelim away from the goy and his culture. And I was once during the summer in a camp, in a girls' camp in Russia, a Kirov camp, and we needed to make an Erev, a real Erev, a string around the whole camp to allow carrying within it. Problem was that there was some guy there as well that owned the camp, etc. So we want to make the Erev Chatzeres amongst all of us, all the Israel living there. We had to do Schiris from the guy. So I went into the commander. This is in Russia. Everybody's a commander and a general. So we went in there and we had a translator explained what we're trying to do. We need to rent rights to the area. We rented the place for the whole summer. He didn't know what we wanted. What do you want to rent? It's yours. So we tried to explain to him it's something pertaining to halacha, to Shabbos. And he's like, take the whole thing, no problem. It's all yours. And I gave him $1 and we rented it. And this was the schiris that we did to allow us carry throughout the entire area. So the guy views this whole thing suspiciously. What do you want? It's yours. What are you renting it from us? So the assumption is, the hope is that it'll make things difficult. And this way the Israel from living there. And he'll keep away from the guy. So at this point in the Gemara, let's just stop for a second. When a guy lives in an area, the Gemara concluded for us, diras akam loishma dira. It's not a significant enough dwelling. It's not considered to be designated and specific for him. In which case, even if you have many goyim living in a chatzar, many homes that belong to goyim in a chatzar, it's not as though this home is specific to this guy and this home to this guy. So that's his personal place and the chatzar is joint usage area, in which case you can't transfer from one type of shus to the other. We say diras akam loishma dira. It's like one big collective residency, and this whole concept of the er chatzar doesn't apply. That was the conclusion of the Gemara. But there's a concern about Yisraelim mingling with goyim. We don't want that to happen. So Chachamim imposed difficulties here. They wanted to discourage Yisraelim from living with goyim. Therefore, they said, when Yisrael lives with a goy, he must treat the deer of the goy as though it's a proper deer. And therefore, the chatzar is considered to be a joint usage area between your deer and the goy's deer. Therefore, you can't carry into the chatzar. You need to do something. You can't do Erev Abitl. You need to do Schiris, rent it from him. And the point was to make it difficult. Perhaps the guy won't cooperate. Why? Either because you need to make a proper Schiris Bria, in which case the guy will say, look, he's taking me over. I don't want to give up my property here. And therefore he won't cooperate. Or even if just a Schiris Ru is required, nevertheless, the guy will be chayshvik shavim, he won't cooperate. Now, Rameh holds, this applies even to one Yisrael, who lives with a guy. Perhaps even that could happen. That Yisrael, despite the fear of the guy, will live with a guy. Therefore, this whole concept applies even to one Yisrael living with a guy. Whereas Lezer Yaakov says, it's not so commonplace to have one Yisrael living with a guy. He fears for his life. So therefore, there's no isser there, there's no gzera, no takana there. And this only applies when there are two Israelim together, who feel more comfortable and more secure and protect each other. So that's more commonplace. And Chachamim are concerned that will happen. Therefore, they require Tzchirus to take place in the hope that this will dissuade and discourage Israelim from living with the Goy. Continues the Gemara Gufa, so we just learned earlier, Chatzir Shalavit Kechavim Hareyu Kedir Shabahim. A Chatzir, where a Goy lives, or many Goyim, is considered to be like a deer of behemo, an animal pen. The dwellings of the Goyim don't have that uniqueness, that designation, that significance, so that we should consider this home designated for this Goy, this home for this Goy, in which case the homes are designated to these Goyim, and the Chatzir is considered to be a joint shared area, which is considered to be a different type of Rishos. We don't do that. And therefore, even if the Chatzir features many Goyim, one can freely transfer throughout the entire area. One can transfer in or out from the homes to the Chatzir and vice versa. But if there's even just one Yisrael living there in the Chatzah with the Goy, he makes things awesome. Divei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. Lo'olam eino yoyser. Ad sheyu shnei Yisraelim oysim ze'aze. He holds that the only time a Goy who made things awesome and it will require schiras from the Goy, is if there are two Yisraelim, as we discussed earlier. Now the Gemara will delve into the meaning of this brice. Omar Mar, we just learned, Chatzir Shalakum, Hareyu Kedisha Behema. It's like an animal pen. Now, Rashi and the Mefarshim explain as follows. The brice of Begayim are telling us that the Chatzir Akum is a Kedisha Behema because the Dira of a Goy is Loishma Dira. It's not reckonless. It doesn't have to be taken into account. Now the Brisa, this is the Brisa we just learned, concludes with the words, V'mei Shom Yisrael Echad Oyser. If there is a Yisrael there, he is Oyser. What does this mean? We have to elaborate a bit on the meaning of these words and the general meaning of this Brisa. So this is based on Rashi, on other Mefarshim. There's a bit of a Teresh Shabal Peh here that has to be added. So we learned that the deer of a Goy, Loishma Dira, not reckoned with. There's a concern about association. Chacham didn't want you to mingle with the Goy, so in a case where the Goy is actually present, if he's here, then Schiris must take place. But let's say the Goy happens not to be here for Shabbos, as the Gemara soon will explain. In this case, there will be no problem because there's no mingling, there's no concern, and therefore the Yisrael can go ahead and transfer from his own house to the Chatzir without any concern. This will be elaborated on in the upcoming Gemara. But that's only when it pertains to transferring from the house of the Yisrael to the Chatzir. The Goy won't do any harm because he's not here. Generally, his deer is not reckoned with. It's only association. That's only when he's here. He's not here. That's okay. The Yisrael could transfer from his own house to the Chatzir. But you cannot transfer from the Goy's house to the Chatzir. Even in the case where the Yisrael is actually not here for Shabbos, because the Dira of a Yisrael is Shmadir, it's reckoned with, and therefore, you can't transfer from the home of the Goy, which is a place where the Yisrael doesn't have any rights. It's a non-Yisrael entity, so it's one type of Rishos. You cannot transfer from there to the Chatzir, where the Yisrael has usage rights, which is a Yisrael entity. So it's a different type of Rishos. So, in this case, you can't transfer from the house of the Goy to the Chatzir due to the fact that a Yisrael lives in this Chatzir. So that is the Pshat in the Brice. The Brice that said that the Chatzir of Akum is like a deer Shobahema. The deer of a Goy is not reckoned with. Therefore, strictly Erev pertaining to Halacha of Erev, he doesn't need an Erev. Chacham were concerned about mingling, if they require something, but that's only when the Goy is actually here. Let's say he happens not to be here for Shabbos. There's no harm. The Yisrael doesn't have to reckon with him. He could transfer from his own home to the Chatzir, as if the Goy is not here. But the Braisa continues that if there was a Yisrael Echad Oyser, what does Oyser mean? He affects Isser on the Goy's property. And the point is that even if the Yisrael happens not to be here for Shabbos, but the Dir of Yisrael is reckoned with, has validity, and therefore, you can't transfer from the house of the Goy, which is a non-Yisrael entity, a certain type of Rishus. It's not connected to Yisrael, into the Chatzah, which is connected to Yisrael, a different type of Rishus. It's like taking from one Rishus to the other. And that's us. So that's the Pshat on this price. Okay, so far so good. Let's continue. So the Brisa began by telling us that the Chatzah of a Goy is like Gedir Shabahema, indicating that there's no reason to prevent from transferring from the house of the Yisrael to the Chatzah. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? We just had a whole Mishnah, a whole Suya, telling us that, yeah, although a deer of a goy is not a deer, but there's a concern about mingling, you have to do schiris. V'anan t'nan, haven't we learned the now Mishnah? Hadorah ma'akim b'chatzar has it harayz the oisrilov. The person lives with a goy in a chatzar, the goy makes it on the Yisrael. You cannot transfer from the house of the Yisrael to the chatzar due to the concern of shelma yilmud mimasav. So the Gemara will proceed and explain the Brisa as we had explained it earlier. Loikasha, the answer is Hod Isay, Hod Lasay. Our Mishnah, which tells us you must reckon with the Goy, is when the Goy is actually here. He's present on Shabbos. Therefore, there's a concern about influence from the Goy. Therefore, unless you make Schirus, you can't carry. You can't even carry from the house of the Yisrael to the Chatzim. Hod Lasay. This Brisa is describing a case where the Goy wasn't present. And therefore, that concern is not present. And the Yisrael can carry from his house to the Chatzar. He doesn't have to reckon with the Goy. Says more. So when the Goy is not here, you don't have to reckon with him. But the Brisa tells us that the fact that the Yisrael happens to live here, so even if he's not here, that prevents carrying, doesn't allow us to carry from the house of the Goy to the Chatzar. As we explained this earlier, because the house of the Goy is a non-Yisrael entity, and the Chatzar is a yes Yisrael entity, a different type of Rishus. So you're transferring from one type of Rishus to the other. Now, if we're speaking where the residents are actually not here, the Goy is not here, the Yisrael is not here, so when the Goy is not here, you don't have to reckon with him. So why do you have to reckon with the Yisrael, even when he's not here? Why that difference between Goy and Yisrael? Right? The fact that the Goy is not here, that allows Yisrael to carry from his house to the Chatzar because there's no concern, the guy's not here, you don't have to reckon with him. But you have to reckon with the Yisrael factor, even though he's not here, which doesn't allow us to carry from the guy's house to the Chatzar. How come that discrepancy? What does the Braisa hold? A home without an owner present, without the actual residency, without the fellow here for Shabbos, that's still called a residence. So the Goy as well should make Isser, even if he's not here. And what should the result be? That Yisrael can't carry from his home to the Chatzar. So if you propose that the fact that the Balaam is not here, his Dira, which doesn't have a Balaam here for Shabbos, it's not called a Dira. And that's why the Goy, when he's not here, doesn't affect anything. So when it comes to Yisrael as well, the fact that he's not here, we should ignore him. He should not make it us to transfer from the house of the Goy to the Chatzar. Why that difference? Why that discrepancy between Yisrael and the Goy? Says the Gemara, Lo'olam kasavar dira b'lo yibalam lo'ishma dira. Indeed, when the owner is not here, we don't have to reckon with it. V'Yisrael, d'chi isay asar. The difference is like this. The dira of Yisrael is by its very essence a proper dira. Yisrael d'chi isay, when he's around asar, he makes things asar, al pi din, because it's a proper dira. It prevents carrying from the house of the Goy to the Chatzar, because the Chatzar is jointly used by the Yisrael and the Goy. He's bringing it into a place where the Yisrael has rights, so he's taking it to a different type of rishus. So the fact is that when Yisrael is here, min hadin, it makes it asar. And therefore, ki lasay gazer b'rabbanon. So even when he's not here, mechamed gzera, on account of when he is here. We find this many times. Chacham made a gzera in one case for concern that it might lead to perhaps applying that heter to even the other case. So since when he's here it's aser, so even when he's not here they extended that iser to that case as well. But however, akum dechi isay, when the guy, even when he is here, his deer is nothing. The only reason why there's a concern, gzeiro shema yilman mamasa, concern that person might be influenced by the good. But not on account of the very essence of his deer that has significance. It's only due to that other peripheral concern. Therefore, that's only when he's actually here. Ki isse yasa. When he's here, he makes things yasa. Ki lesser li yasa. But when he's not actually here, so there's no influence, there's no culture, there's no concern, and there's no reason to make it us. So just quickly to sum it up, the deer of a goy is not a deer. The deer of Yisrael is a deer. The only reason why a goy can make it usher upon the Yisrael to transfer from the Yisrael's home to the chatzar, not on account of the deer of the goy. It's simply on account of the concern of Shema Yilmud Memasa. He might be influenced by the goy, therefore the Chum didn't want him to carry to the chatzar without tzchiris. That only applies when the goy is actually here, when that concern is present. However, in the reverse, the Yisrael factor is present even when the Yisrael is not actually here. Why? Because his deer is reckoned with. And therefore the fact that he's around and he has ownership in the chatzar, that prevents us from carrying from the house of the goy to the chatzar. And that applies even when the Yisrael is not here. And the Gemara concluded that really when a Balaam is not here, the deer doesn't have significance. But there's a gzera. And since when the Yisrael is here, it is a deer, and it makes it also to carry from the house of the goy to the chatzar, they extended that iser even to a case when he's not here. Says the Gemara, "Bechileser le'aser." Do you mean to say that when the goy is not here, he doesn't make it us on the Yisrael? V'atanan, we go to the Mishnah, "Amaniach es beis." Person leaves his home for Shabbos. V'alach loy lishbois biracheres. He spends Shabbos in a different city. Echad nachri, echad Yisrael iser. Whether this fellow is a goy or a yid, he still is iser, meaning that he has to be included in the Erev Chatzeris of his place of residence, even though he's not actually here on Shabbos. If he's not included in the Erev Chatzeris, they cannot carry. Divrei Rav Meir. So apparently, even a goy who's not present on Shabbos, we deem him as if he's here. Hasam da asa b'yoyme. Over there it's speaking where he's close by and there's a concern that he might show up on Shabbos. Therefore, if you allow carrying now, he might continue carrying even when he shows up. Therefore, they didn't allow carrying at all. Says the Gemara, Amar Bida Mashmu. Getting back to our discussion that when there's a goy present in the chatzar, you must make schiris. Rav Meir says, even if there's only one Yisrael there, this halach will apply. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, it only applies when there are two Yisraelim. Which opinion does the halacha l'masa follow? Amar Bida Mashmu, halacha Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. That only when two Yisraelim are present, is schiris applicable. So we announce this in public. Halacha, this is the proper way. Rav Huna amar minag Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Minag means that we don't publicize it, but privately we instruct people to follow the shita. Rav Yechon amar nagu ha'am Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. This means it's even a step down. Meaning we don't instruct people to do so, but if somebody does it, it's okay, he doesn't have to revert. He hasn't done anything wrong, we don't have to protest. Only a Bailer of Yosef. Kaimalon, Mishnas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Kav Venoki. We know that the teachings of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov are few and far between. It's only Kav, it's a small measure. We don't find it stated too often. Venoki, and it's clean, it's pure. It's accepted. So the few times that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov voiced his opinion, it was accepted, it's clean, it's pure. And we presume it to be the correct approach. So that's number one. And specifically in our case, we happen to know that the halacha concluded like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Now, being that it's so clear that we're meant to follow that shita, what's going to be in the following case? We know that a Talmud is not meant to rule on matters of halacha, presence of his Rebbe, in order not to infringe upon the authority of the Rebbe, he's not meant to take the mantle of authority to himself. Now, this type of ruling that the halacha follows Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, which is so accepted, it's so clear, is a Talmud also meant to refrain from issuing a halachic ruling in this matter? Or perhaps that only pertains to a case where he has to use his intellectual abilities, it's a svar, he has to deliberate and conclude one way or the other. That's considered to be ruling on matters of halacha. That he can't do. But perhaps this is something straightforward. The halacha follows Rezun Yaakov. We know this as a general formula. We follow Rezun Yaakov. We know specifically in this case, I want to follow that shita. Perhaps even a Talmud can issue such a ruling, Makim Raboy. It's not considered to be an infringement on the authority of his Rebbe. Amar Lei, Sir Rabbi Yosef responded, no, he can't. Afilu be'asa be'kutcha. Even a simple question. Can you dip an egg be'kutcha in a dip containing milk? Is that a problem of meat and milk, basar u'chalav? Even such a simple question. Boy, my name Rav Chizda. I personally asked Rav Chizda, Kol Shnei de Rav Huna, during the entire lifetime of Rav Huna, I wanted to see whether he's going to issue a halachic ruling. Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Rav Huna. And Veloy Ayri, and he didn't. He didn't want to paskin halacha. So you see, even something as simple as that, a Talmud is not meant to get involved in. Taisa explains that we're speaking about eggs that were actually found in the chicken after Shechita. So there's room perhaps to think that the eggs are considered to be basar. So it has some sort of factor to make it questionable. In any case, he didn't want to rule on it. So we see even something as simple as that, a Talmud is not meant to get involved in. Therefore, pertaining to our case as well, a Talmud is not meant to rule on the halacha like Rav Lezer Yaakov. Amalei Rav Yaakov Abba Labaye. Another example, Gagoyim Gilas Tanis. This was a scroll which contained a list of days during the year which are not meant to fast on Yomim Tovim. Diksiva Mancha. It's recorded and it's available. So something as simple as that. Ma'oloi Rui Ba'asa de Rabbi. Can a Talmud issue a halachic ruling regarding the days of the Megillas Tanis? Can he go ahead and instruct somebody, publicize it? Ba'asa de Rabbi, in the location of his Rabbi, is considered to be infringing on his Rabbi's authority. Omar Lei. So Abai responded, Hachay Amar Rabbi Yosef, Afilu Be'asa Be'kutcha, even this dip. I asked Rav Chizda, Boy Min Rav Chizda, Kol Shnei Rav Huna, during the life of Rav Huna, Veloy Ayri, and he refused to rule. So we see even something similar as that, a Talmud is not meant to rule on. Okay, time for a brief chazara of today's daf. We know that if somebody resides in a chatzir, he needs to make Erev Chatziris. Residing in a Mavi requires a Shittif Mavais. And therefore, a Yisrael, even a Tzeduki, who live in a Chatzir, are required to make an Erev, or alternatively, a Bittel, which is another option if one neglects to make an Erev. So Bittel means he relinquishes his usage rights to the Chatzir and effectively grants his ownership, his usage rights to the other members of the Chatzir or the Mavi, and allows them to carry without including him in the Erev. The point is that a Dira of a Yisrael is Shmodir. It has uniqueness, has significance, and therefore has to be reckoned with when it comes to making the Erev in the Erev Chatziris. Whereas the Dira of a Nachri, or even a Kuti, is Lo Yishma Dira, and technically it doesn't have to be reckoned with. But the Chacham will concern Shema Yilmud Memasav. We don't want him to mingle with the Goy, he might be influenced by him, therefore they required him to make Schirus from the Goy, to allow carrying from the house to the Chatzar. This is one shita that requires a schirus bria, a serious type of rental, allowing to take his furniture into the chatzar. The other shita says schirus ru'ua is enough, even just a symbolic schirus is enough. So if there are two Israelim living in a chatzar, they can't transfer. If there are two goyim there, that's okay, because as long as there's only goyim, that's fine. What if there are Israelim and Nachum living together? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says the halach of schirus only applies to two Israelim, where it's commonplace for them to live with a goy. Whereas Ramea says this applies even to one Yisrael, perhaps that can happen as well. Therefore, Chacham didn't want that to happen, and they discouraged it by way of requiring schirus. What if there is no balam here? The actual owner is not here for Shabbos. So by Yisrael, where his dear by very essence has significance, they extended that status to even when he's not here for Shabbos, and therefore he's oyser. Whereas the goy, where it's only his actual presence that creates a concern, so if he's actually not here, we don't have to reckon with it, and one can carry throughout the chatzar without any concern.